Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Here comes the bandwagon. After the miraculous events of Ireland's recent games, now we face the Czech Republic away in March as part of the playoff process. Brace yourself for people who've never watched a football game before. Start to spout off all sorts of learned opinions on what may or may not happen. Among them, myself and Henry McKean. Henry has been out asking random experts what they think. Good afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, Sean, you're right. I'm definitely prawn sandwich brigade. Roy Keane phrase.
Yeah.
You'd find myself in some sort of VIP section of some football match, and as Roy Keane would say, I have no idea what's going on. We're talking about that draw. We're talking about that playoff draw and the excitement around it. And I tried to buy flights just there Prague. I tried on Ryanair and I was doing really well. I managed to find a flight for like €40 and then a return for 200 plus bags and stuff. It came to about 290. And then it kept crashing and crashing and crashing. So I redid the app and then I tried Aer Lingus, and Aer Lingus was just silly money at about 500 return. So I'm still going to, try and get there on March the 26th.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah, almost immediately. There was probably people who had the Ryanair page open watching this.
Absolutely.
Thing.
And I knocked into Troy Parrott's grandmother just to say hello and see how they're getting on, and wasn't invited in, which is totally fair enough.
Yeah.
And they booked their flights. They were organized, and lots of people were organized. Some people booked multiple flights to, you know, perhaps other destinations that we like, Slovakia or perhaps Wales or
just
Poland.
Just in case.
And I think it would still
work. But then if it's a Ryanair thing, you can't cancel flights on Ryanair.
It still works out cheaper, which is madness, because you back before the draw, the flights were much, much cheaper. And then as soon as the draw happened at about 12:30, prices went through the roof. But yeah, we're talking about nostalgia. We're talking about memories of going away on sports weekends away. It could be any, and it could be football, it could be rugby, it could be anything. And it brings me back to that Slovakia train. So I took a train across Slovakia because I think the FAI, we got confused. We thought the game was going to be in Bratislava, but it was actually in a different city across the country. So John Delaney hired a train who used to be the chairman or CEO of the FAI and put €5,000 behind the bar. I was on that train. It was brilliant. Absolutely great fun. I think it was like 3 or 4 hours
on the
train.
I'd say it was five grand behind the bar.
It was amazing. And we just had cans. Obviously, I was off duty that particular day.
Yes,
I wasn't working.
Yeah.
I had a day off and I was just traveling with the fans, and it was some crack. So I suppose that's a memory. And then another memory was Cape Town. We didn't qualify for the South Africa 2010 World Cup, but I went as a guest of a wine company to Cape Town to experience the World Cup. And I have such fond memories. It was just something else. And my B&B was in a township, which was really, really interesting and exciting. And I remember going to a match. I think it was England-Algeria. I'm sure the listeners will correct me. I actually forgot there was a game on. So I was in this VIP section, and all the staff and the waitresses and waiters and barmen and barmaids were models. So everyone looked like $1 million.
Mm.
And they were all trained to be nice to you. You know, they were...
Exactly what Roy Keane's talking about here. It's so distracted by the VIP. You go, oh yeah, what are those men out there doing?
And there was gin and tonics and lots of them and literally a big sliding door. And I opened the door and I had such a fright. I was like, they're playing football. I better close that door. So it was, you know, not proud of that. Not proud of that at all. And then obviously I was over in Wales over the years, falling asleep on a Welsh train because I was cold. I was literally cold and needed someone to warm up.
And you're tired, yeah.
And I remember the inspector came up to me and said, where are you going? And I said, I'm not actually going anywhere. I was just cold. And I was just in the middle of nowhere. Well, somewhere in Wales with a really long Welsh train name.
Yeah.
And not fond memories, but I'm sure lots of people have those memories. But
somebody's texting already to say that they've... Now, obviously, they're in my hotel is booked in Dublin for the final, even though we have to beat the Czechs first.
Yeah, I mean, people...
Good planning.
Really
well done.
Think that final that will take place.
The price of hotels would be astronomical. If they're, you know, like they are already, but...
And again, this is Ireland football. This is what they're saying. So we will face Czechia, formerly the Czech Republic, in the FIFA World Cup. And that's going to be taking place on Thursday, the 26th of March. And then if there'll be the playoff final or the final, and that's either going to be North Macedonia or Denmark, and that's Tuesday, the 31st of March. And you're right, it's going to be extremely expensive, whatever happens around that. But I suppose we're going to start, Sean, with that draw. So I was down there in Portland Row. I understand you used to live around there a few years back. And we start with the World Cup playoff draw in the Bridge Tavern.
Republic of Ireland.
So there you go. The Republic of Ireland are playing Chechnya, formerly the Czech Republic. So what do you think? It's Chechnya, formerly the Czech Republic. How do you feel?
I think it's going to be cheap bills and there'll be plenty of fans there, I'd imagine. So it should be good fun.
And will you make it?
I'm sure he will do, yeah. And hopefully in America too. That's the plan.
So you've booked a few flights just in case. Did you book to go to Prague?
I was planning on booking yesterday. I was talking about the two of them, but I'm going to get onto the phone now and start checking out straight away, you know. Hopefully get a deal. But
And are you happy with that draw?
I'm happy with the team. So I think we can do it against the best. So, yeah, bring it on. Game on. Game on. If Troy and the rest of the lads, what a keeper we have in Kelleher, we're thereabouts, you know, definitely.
So those memories are going to continue, you're going to make new ones.
Well, hopefully the teammates and the rest of us just follow on and sing the songs that our fathers taught us, and that's it, you know. So,
you're 30 years of age, you're a Koi big fan, are you happy with Chechnya?
Absolutely, and the reason why, I just heard on the radio they lost the Faroe Islands. So if they can, Faroe Islands can beat them, Ireland can beat them.
Are you happy with the draw? Are you happy with Chechnya?
Yes, of course I am, yeah.
And there's still lots of pride in the area for Troy
Absolutely.
Parrott.
Absolutely, everyone is buzzing over him. Troy Parrott is an absolute icon to everyone in this area, especially his nanny, Josie. She's his pride and joy. But oh my God, has he brought some happiness and joy to people. He really has. Everyone is buzzing about him. Absolute. Amazing young lad, and he's going to go far, and I tell you, he's going to do it again. Please God, he will.
There you go. Someone says Henry must be doubly excited as Bonnie Scotland are through as well.
Yeah. Very, very excited about that, and I think they're through. They're actually through. We're just playing through, for a playoff.
Yeah. So they're doing better than us. That was funny. You're kind of meeting people who are there. Maybe, you know, sons who are there with their fathers or whatever, and. They probably, a lot of them mightn't even remember Italia 90 or the Euros before that or any of that
No,
stuff.
Like if I can say this, Niamh Hamill here, she was born in 1990, which makes her 35, I think. Yeah. And, you know, she doesn't have...
At least your maths were spot on.
A memory of that time, except growing up. And there's so many kids like that that don't have a memory. And I just wanted to say, I think I'm pronouncing the new name for the Czech Republic incorrectly. It's called... How do you say it?
I think they call it, I don't know what they call it. We just call it the
Czech Republic.
Yeah, Chechnya is a different country altogether.
So it's the new version of the Czech Republic, which was obviously before that.
But it looks 21, Niamh Hamill wanted to add.
It looks 21.
Yes.
And like that, there are so many kids out there that didn't get to experience it. And it's a whole new generation of excitement. Here is Conor Morgan and Tommy Morgan.
Stuttgart 88, I was 18. And I just started an apprenticeship. And after that, that was fantastic. But after that, Italia 90, the factory I worked in, I was a printer. They all made us T-shirts and we used to shut down all the machines and they had tellies and we'd watch it.
So they actually switched off the machines and you were able to watch it. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great memories.
Yeah. And then if we were all on a day off, you go to the pub. You'd be standing on stools to see it. You'd be walking down the road, going to the pub to watch the match. And there wouldn't be a soul around. Everyone was in front of their TV. Not a car going by or nothing. You know what I mean? So that's my memory of it. Like, you know what I mean?
Your son beside us here is 11 years of age.
Yeah.
The fact that he grew up, he was 2 the last time Ireland was in a big tournament, France 2016.
He's not a big football fan, but I still teach him about, you know what I mean, about football and what it means.
Are you excited?
Lots of my friends are into football, and all of them are saying that like Troy Parrott is really good, and that he's.
And he's only from up the road here.
Yeah, he's only from up the road.
I used to work with his auntie, Troy Parrott's auntie.
You did?
Yeah, St. Louise's crash down there. I was a caretaker.
So there is some excitement even amongst your age group.
Yeah, lots of my friends are really excited, and we're all like, "Oh, do you think Ireland will make it to the World Cup?"
I'll leave it at this. My brother and myself were disillusioned over the last few years about Irish football. But now the whole country is feeling a lift. We're getting the fight back. You know what I mean? We're, as Jack Charlton said, put them under pressure. We're putting the ball in the mixer. And now let's see what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah, put the ball in the... We'll need a new song, actually.
We do. We need a new everything. Definitely.
Yeah, because if they're going to... Because that's what the whole vibe is now. Mm. It's a kind of... recreation of the Charlton era.
And well, it is. It's a Parrott era, I suppose. And we need to...
It is, yeah. And everybody will claim they know somebody who knows somebody who knows his family or passed him once on the street or
I'm part of that.
Yeah.
I'm like getting pally with them.
Yeah. Well, no, you're already sucking up to his granny.
I'm a disgrace.
That's what, yeah. I don't know. Will we go as mad as we did for Italia 90?
Well, I think so. I think there's this pent up, I wouldn't call it rage. I would call it joy. For example, I nearly sat in Josie's seat. So that is Troy Parrott's granny's seat. And I even took a photograph of a sign saying Josie's seat, which I'm now showing you.
Okay.
That's the level of excitement. You know,
She has a
certain seat in the Bridge Tavern, which she sits at when she goes into the pub.
Okay, that's good. That's Gabe Byrne level of celebrity
It's proper fame. And I literally just got a text there about flights, and you can still get there. But if you went through the German airline Lufthansa via Frankfurt, you can do a return for €159.90. But then you've got to get the connections. I'm really bad at connecting flights. Famous for missing connections. I just can't do connections.
Okay.
It's just so hard, but still a very good price.
But you have to have your game face on and not, you know, not do the, you know, it's having 3 pints before your 7 a.m. flight.
Yes.
I don't know why people do that anyway. It's just vaguely.
People do love drinking in Dublin Airport Bar. They like to get there early and have a few, you know, pints. And
like I've seen people like really early in the morning getting a fry-up.
Yes.
A big fry-up and a pint of Guinness with the fry-up.
Sounds lovely. Like,
but imagine sitting beside that person, you know, with beans. Imagine sitting beside that person on the flight.
Well, that's... Ooh. I remember actually coming back from South Africa with a load of England fans. And it was, I think it was a 12-hour flight. It was British Airways.
Oh, yeah. And, powered by beer farts.
I think they were out of the World Cup and the whole plane was miserable and it stank. It was like a proper whiff.
Oh,
it wasn't good.
Okay.
So there is that side to it.
That's not good.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So, right. Mm. So so did you bump into any actual, you know, well, I suppose everyone's a fan now, but if one can differentiate with the
proper
people.
Come on,
like
you boys in green.
Like that man you were talking to there who just said, you know, we've been through a kind of a dark period in Irish football. They've obviously still been watching the matches, maybe even going to the matches. And I suppose those people deserve it more than most.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Like the real fans. Like I have a friend called Paddy that has just seen Ireland lose an awful lot and he just goes along and watches them lose. And that's what he does because he's a true fan. Here is Eddie talking about those glory years.
I hope our kids have the same thing, but maybe my friends was a bonding time. Just always have it, you know. I still have the jersey in the window of my house now at the moment. The black away strip, you know.
So
the training jersey, you know.
What years were they?
2004. Saipan.
So memories of Saipan. You weren't in Saipan, only the team were there.
I remember doing just a build-up to it. I remember doing a little mock interview, pretending to be a reporter like yourself. Me and my friend, we got up into the commentary box. We had a bottle of beer, pretend, asking each other questions, you know. Good fun, though.
So great fun. So you've been all over the place with the Irish football team.
Well, a couple of places, yeah. I'll be in America next year, please God.
And your best away trip with friends, what was it?
The World Cup, yeah. Saipan. But best away...
It's Japan, not Saipan. Saipan was where Roy Keane. Fell out.
Well, Ian Hart shouldn't have took the penalty either, I don't think. It should have been Robbie, you know. Cyprus was a standout one, though, you know.
What was special about Cyprus?
Just the crack. Such a place to be on holiday to watch a game, you know. The buzz and the trip.
Yeah, someone says, I'm still scarred from Saipan. And that was, you know, more
2002,
than
20, yeah.
Yeah. I was 10. It's one of my formative memories. I cried for a week. I will never forgive Roy. But see, don't, you know, you're taking sides already.
We still got to the second round.
It was a very divisive time.
It was. Oh, totally. I just remember it dominated the news coverage. Even Sky News, which is based in Britain. And at the time, News Talk was on the air a wet week and it dominated us.
Well, somebody who I know, does know a lot about football.
Yeah.
In a journalistic sense.
Sure.
He felt that if Roy Keane hadn't left because of the nature of the draw we had.
Yes.
And that we could potentially have reached, it wouldn't have been a mad thing to say we could have reached the final.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And the thing is, like, if Roy Keane is there and, you know, was it penalties against Spain, if you're taking a penalty, you'd rather disembowel yourself rather than face Roy Keane after missing a penalty.
And he was so intimidating. The other team, whatever team it was, would have been scared.
No, but even to his own team, he would have done that. Someone says, the crack is all that the fans are there for. I'm so delighted for the true supporters because it has been such a depressing time for soccer supporters. We deserve some good luck. Roll on, March. Someone else says, I was living in Botswana for Italia 90. No television. I heard Paddy Bonner saving the penalty and Dave O'Leary scoring on the BBC World Service.
It's amazing.
On my little shortwave radio. That's gas.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I remember I was living in London, not for Italia. Well, actually, it was for Italia 90 as well, but for the Europeans.
Mr. God 88.
Obviously, and that was more of a shock, I suppose, at the time. There was more expectation for Italia 90.
Mm-hmm.
But the next day,
yes,
and this was in London, people were absolutely
shocked.
Shocked by it.
Hungover drunk.
And I photocopied, you know, the way, like, you know, in newspapers, they'll have a report and they'd have a little strap at the top of the report giving the score.
Yes.
And I photocopied that and then I blew it up and blew it up and blew it up and blew it up until about 3 foot long. And then I stuck it beside my desk where I was walking. So everybody who came close to me had to kind of look at the wall.
They had to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have to talk about it. Most of the time, they just kind of glimpsed at it, you know, and kind of grimaced. We got married on the 30th of June, 1990. Talk about highs and lows. It was someday. Still married after 35 years. And someone else says, crikey, any mention of Saipan still freaks me out. Let's hope we don't make it to the World Cup and fire Troy Parrott. No, that's... The vibe seems to be better there. One would hope, anyway, from my
things. Like, I was chatting to Eddie there in the pub, and he's going to the World Cup if we qualify, and it's going to be a very big World Cup. So it's Canada, it's USA, it's Mexico. That's a huge landmass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the whole of Europe and maybe a little bit of Russia thrown in and perhaps Greenland. I mean, it's a huge bit of land. So trying to get around, that's going to be tough. But if we do qualify, and I know I probably regret saying this, I think we're going to be based in Mexico.
Why is
that? I don't know. I just never been to Mexico, and I would like to go to Mexico. I just think it's quite a romantic idea.
Yeah, I worked in Germany 1990, Italia 90 World Cup after Germany won. It was nuts. Really? You think of Germany, they just kind of shrug and go.
Oh, there we go. They love their football out there.
Yeah.
They love their sport.
Yeah.
They definitely do. But we're now going to speak to the barman of the Bridge Tavern, Troy Parrott's local pub.
How are you? My name's Liam Gifford, the owner of the Bridge Tavern. Well, one of my great memories would be 1988, down the Connell Street, jumping into the Anna Livia when he qualified.
So the Anna Livia was a sculpture of a lady, a fountain.
Yeah, they used to call it a hill in the sewer, throw some washing up liquid in there and bubble it all up and be all over the street.
And she was locally known as the hooer in the sewer.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you jumped in. You jumped
everybody. When that happened, I was coming back from the barracks, and that was the time when the saves were all saved. And so that washing up liquid, she threw everything into the Anna Livia, and it was suds all over the place. So everybody jumped around the street.
So great memories.
Great time. Everybody was great. Jumping on cars, buses, everything. Everybody, great. Doing what we always do, the Irish do, enjoy ourselves.
And you're enjoying this week. You're enjoying, savouring what happened last Sunday night. This draw, this game coming up on March 26th.
Well, what's coming up is a new page in history for the Irish people. We've seen it all, but there's plenty of people who didn't see the enthusiastic what was around.
And so many never experienced it.
everybody's in good spirit. Everybody's cheering them on, and they're doing their best, and they've got a bunch there this time.
There you go. That's that man pretty much summed up the whole feeling, I would have thought. Who can forget the large 7-Up poster down one side of the whole building of Keno smiling during the sad Saipan saga? Another texter says, football has brought us great moments of joy and heartbreak in this country. I feel there's been a great lift this week and it's meant so much. Go on, Troy Parrott. God, he's only 23.
I know, he's so young.
The pressure.
He was born around the time of Saipan, and again, it's a whole new generation. And like that, those memories of another name for that that thing, Floozy and Jacuzzi, was it?
That was the nicer name. Yeah.
And, sorry.
They put it someplace. I don't know where it is now. I think they hid it.
I think it's in storage.
It was an ugly old yoke, really.
I had a bang of the 80s off it. Did the Lotto pay for it? I can't remember. But I liked it. I thought it was fantastic.
Did you?
And I liked it, the way all the soap and the suds, and there's always a bit of shenanigans going on, even during the day.
It was mostly a holder for empty beer cans.
Yeah, there was always something interesting going on around it. They should bring it back.
The talk of this World Cup reminds me of Italia 90, worst time ever to be doing the leaving cert. And my results were reflected in my enthusiasm for beer and football. Bit of advice for Gen Z trying to study for the Leaving Cert in 2026. Don't worry about it, lads. Maybe they should worry a little bit. Another text says, remember when Ireland beat Italy in the Giant Stadium? Was in a bar in Queens, New York. 100 people ordered pizzas from a takeaway next door for delivery all night, just to keep the Italians sweating over hot ovens in their despair. Arrogance repaid. That's genius. That's absolute genius. Henry, thanks a million, as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.